Yo, today's QOD is, do not expect others to take care of you. Take responsibility for creating your own happiness. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Michael Wicked on the show today talking about taking responsibility for your life. It is not up to anybody else to change your life but you. You are responsible. Not that you need to blame yourself for the way your life has turned out so far, but to understand that you're not a victim of somebody else, that you are the only one who can change it. Before we get to Michael, I got a little story to tell you. And it's a really, really cool thing that happened over this last few months. Now, I certainly am super grateful to you for listening to this show and for sharing it with your friends. And check this out. So maybe 8 years ago, I am driving down the 5 freeway from my mom's house in the Bay Area, coming back down to San Diego. I just do not like that drive. It was probably the last time I actually took that drive. And I'm listening to Sirius XM radio, and there are several comedy channels. And on these comedy channels, they play short clips of comedy shows. So I'm listening to it all the way down. I'm, you know, laughing here and there. It's a cool channel. And as I'm listening to it, I'm saying to myself, I wish they had a channel that had short clips of motivational talks, because I would listen to it all the time. And, you know, I was like, wow, how can I get a Sirius XM radio channel? Like, how does that whole thing work? And at the time, I was doing my Underground Wellness Radio podcast, my first podcast, and I kind of put it to the side, you know, this whole motivational channel on Sirius XM, because I was like, how do you do that? I don't know how you do that. And so again, I put it to the side, and maybe a year later, I stopped doing the Underground Wellness radio show. And then I started doing another show called the Sean Croxton Sessions, where I interviewed experts in the personal development space. But if you know anything about me, when I used to do interviews, I was obsessive about preparing for the interviews. And I would literally spend 20 to 40 hours getting ready for a 1 hour interview with someone. And it was really amazing content. I mean, there were incredible interviews that we did back then, but at the same time, it just took so much time. You know, it was like interfering with my life a bit. And one day I'm at the gym and I'm just thinking, I'm like, you know what? I should do that Sirius XM idea, but I should just create a podcast around that. I should just take these short clips of motivational talks and, you know, do a little intro and then do a little outro and put the clip in the middle and boom, we'll just turn it into a podcast. So I immediately took action on that, right? Maybe 2 weeks later, boom, the Quote of the Day show was like a real thing. We did it for a week to see how people liked it. People loved it. And so I kept on doing it, right? Now here we are, like maybe 4.5 years later, which is crazy. So there is a particular website that's called Midroll. And Midroll is the company that finds sponsors for popular podcasts. And I submitted the podcast to Midroll maybe a year ago, and I didn't hear back. And then a few months ago, I submitted it again and didn't hear back. And then about a month later, I heard back. And I was like, whoa, they got back to me. What's going on here? And, you know, after some emails and some Zoom calls, we agreed that I would sign with this company and that we would start to run ads on the show. And so essentially I'd be able to monetize the podcast the way that I've always wanted to monetize the podcast at some point. And so here's the deal, because remember, I got this idea listening to Sirius XM radio driving down the 5 and was wondering how to have my own channel. Now, here's the deal. A couple years ago, I think it was last year, Sirius XM bought Stitcher, which owned Midroll. So maybe about 6 weeks ago, I signed my contract with Midroll / Stitcher, and now I get paid by Sirius XM Radio. which is insane. So when you hear our speakers talk about, you know, forget about the how, forget about the how, forget about the how, just go do it, go out there and help people, and you'll figure it out along the way. I had a dream, right, to somehow work with SiriusXM Radio, and now I'm working with SiriusXM Radio, which is kind of crazy, right? So I wanted to thank you for listening to the show, and again, for sharing the show. And my contract kicks in tomorrow, but we start running ads next Monday. And so moving forward, you're going to hear about 90 seconds of ads. You're going to hear 30 seconds of ads in the beginning of the show. And then before we go to the speaker, you'll hear about a minute of ads. Some of them will be with me. Some of them will be with like a different announcer. But, I appreciate it. I always tell people, when you have an idea, create a 5-year plan. Give yourself 5 years to do it. And it's so crazy that this happened 4.5 years into this podcast. And so, you know, if it's not going as fast as you wanted it to go, just hang tight and keep hanging in there, because even if you don't know the how, things have a way of working themselves out. So again, I just wanted to say thank you for that. And with that said, a quick word from our sponsor.
There's a lady in Marietta, Georgia named Carolyn Stradley. She was born into poverty in the mountains of Appalachia. Little shack, no electricity, no running water, no toilet. Outhouse back up the hill. Her mother died when she was 11, and her alcoholic father a short time later abandoned the family, never came back. So we had here an 11-year-old girl and a 9-year-old brother all by themselves to survive the winters. They foraged for food and wild berries and killed rabbits and ate them, which I understand is very common in the poverty-stricken parts of Appalachia. She moved to the city at 13, got married at 15. In the 11th grade, she became pregnant. She was expelled from school because she was a bad influence on the other children. She was married, but she was a bad influence. Well, they had a beautiful daughter, she and her husband, and they had several happy years. And then in 1969, he had kidney infection and kidney failure. He became totally disabled. He required all-night dialysis 2 nights a week. He died in 1973. This poor girl from Appalachia was, with no education, was left with a 9-year-old daughter. And she went to work for an asphalt paving company, started as a bookkeeper, learned how to sell, learned how to service. She wanted to do something with her life. She enrolled in night school at Georgia Tech to study engineering. She liked the asphalt business. Then in 1976, she developed a bold dream. She decided she wanted to start her own asphalt paving business. She went and applied for a loan to buy one dump truck to get started. The bankers laughed at her. She was 36 and single with no collateral and no previous business history, and they wouldn't give her a loan. She didn't quit. She got her brother involved. He had worse credit than she did. But he went and applied, and they gave him a loan. I know it's awful. But she got what she wanted, didn't she? Yeah. So with that loan, she was able to start C&S Paving Company. Her kitchen table was the office and one truck out in the driveway. And every single night, they had to move the office aside, which was on the dining room table, so they could have dinner. Her very first contract was doing all the brick walkways for the Atlanta Botanical Garden. She developed her skills. She served her customers. And then, in a historic event, in 1985, Carolyn Stradley was awarded the largest United States Air Force contract ever awarded to a female business owner. A paving contract worth almost $800,000. And she did a beautiful job with the contract and built her reputation. Today, her business does $2.5 million. In 1988, she was elected the Georgia Small Business Person of the Year. And in 1989, she was the second runner-up for the entire United States as the Small Business Person of the Year and was presented an award by President Bush at the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, a shack in Appalachia abandoned as a child, no family, a widow at 26, no education. Did she have to come back from some things? Yeah. Maybe we've got a little more potential than we thought before we came in here tonight. Here's what she says. Do not expect others to take care of you. Take responsibility for creating your own happiness. Gosh, I love that. Number two, she said, whatever's going on in your life, and this is a woman who had nothing most of her life, she said, count your blessings. She says, focus on what you've got, not on what you lost. There's a woman who could have bemoaned her fate all of her life, and she didn't. She's a risk taker. She learned how to fly a plane. She scuba dives. She skydives. She just climbed most of Mount Kilimanjaro, went on safari in Kenya. When the Atlanta newspaper did a feature story on her, the title was, Ain't Nothing Gonna Break Her Stride. My friends, in your comeback, is anything gonna break your stride?
No.
Are you coming all the way back once and for all?
Yes.
Fantastic. Here's a woman who literally went from the outhouse to the White House. I like that. My new speechwriter put that in. The reality of your life difficult? Is it? Liza Minnelli said, reality is something you rise above. Reality is only temporary unless you accept it, and then it's your truth. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter your problems, your pain. Hey, I empathize. I don't have a Pollyanna approach to pain and suffering. I've had a little bit. But you can come back from it. But you have to get off it. And you have to see another side of it. And you have to see some new possibilities. You and I can come back from almost anything.
That was Michael Wicked. Incredible stuff from Michael. You can check out today's talk on his Audible program called It's All Within Your Reach, available at audible.com. All right, my friend, I will see you tomorrow. We got the author of Atomic Habits, James Clear, on the show. Hope to see you then. Peace.